Hello and welcome to our episode of FinTech Focus TV with me, Toby Babb. We are at the FIX Trading Conference over here at Old Britain Eastgate. And today, flown in especially for this event, especially for this conversation, I'm sure, is Matt Rafalski from Genesis. Matt, lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me, Toby. Appreciate you.
Listen, lovely to have you here. And is this your first over here, or have you been before?
I've been here a couple of years ago, but to this specific conference, first time.
It's a great conference. So this is, I think, 10 years that I've been coming here, and it gets bigger and bigger and better and better every single year. So lovely to see so many of the traditional faces. Been some people here who I think are really making some great headway and doing some extraordinary things. Genesis have been right at the top of that list. I think the news and the constant headlines that are coming out from your business over the last couple of years and the extraordinary growth has been phenomenal. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit, about how you guys are making a big splash at the moment. But before we get into all that, Matt, introduce yourself.
Sure.
And tell us a little bit about Genesis as well.
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Matt Rafalski. I am the Global Head of Enterprise Sales, and I work for Genesis Global. And we are transforming capital markets and supercharging developers simultaneously with our cutting-edge technology. We are a low-code platform specifically built for capital markets, which doesn't exist in the marketplace today.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're talking about in terms of, look, I think the capital market space has seen a lot of change over recent years, but genuine transformation and innovation, I think, has really taken off over the last couple of years. You guys have been right at the forefront of that. We were talking beforehand about having a really sort of inspiring founding team, some really good people in the business. You've gone through enormous growth. Talk to us about why that growth's happened, you know?
I mean, that growth, there's just a need for technology right now. There's so many disparate systems, and Genesis is that low-code framework that ties it all together. And we talked a little bit before about modernizing the trading desktop.
Yeah.
And that's what Genesis is really doing well in. Front, middle, and back office, we tie all those things together with this amazing developer toolkit that we have.
And that developer toolkit and this no-code, low-code code movement has really sort of taken off over the last few years. And I think people have been getting their heads around it. You spoke there beforehand about a trading desktop that had been so legacy orientated, so enterprise orientated for years. I think what's really exciting for me is about the collaboration, the partnerships, tailoring something there that's so much more fit for purpose in terms of how people can actually have things there, which they don't have to say, right, this is what you've got and this is how it's got to work. It's how can we make something there generally transformational that can have an impact. So tell me a little bit about how that's all working. When we talk about the developer toolkits and such like, what does that actually look like and how can people really maximize its usage?
Sure, absolutely. So our low-code platform is specifically built for capital markets, for developers to supercharge them. And the way we supercharge these developers to modernize the trading desktop of the future is by providing a library of building blocks for them to leverage. So if you're taking thousands of lines of code and compressing it, and they're able to build applications at speed. So we're talking, we can build applications in a matter of 2-3 months versus a year or two. And absolutely transformative and imperative for capital market institutions that are trying to stay in the forefront of technology, because there's just this outpacing of technology across Wall Street and everyone's trying to keep up with that, and we're the company that can help do that.
And that race, as you say, it is a race. It's a foot race, and it always has been technologically. You go back to the whole low latency, and how speed, how quickly people can get to market. I think that technological arms race is a really interesting piece. And as you say, with that competition, there's only so many ways now, with cost and utilization, everything out there being a challenge, productivity being a challenge, this is where people can get real gains, right? And as you talk about those sort of numbers in terms of speed of difference, we're talking about how quickly things can evolve. It's enormous, right?
Absolutely, it's massive. And the thing that resonates most with our customers is the legacy innovation piece of it. And what we do best is we don't want to come in and rip something out. There's a ton of risk involved with ripping legacy systems out. The Genesis technology and framework allows us to build on top, around, and extend the life cycle of all these legacy systems, which is how we're modernizing the trading desktop of the future.
And when you talk about that sort of thing, about the layering and you say putting things on top and making it much more customizable to the right people.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about how incumbents are dealing with that. Because I always think in disruptive technology, you've got this, the enterprises who will either sort of say, right, we're against that and we'll crush it, or how do we embrace it and bring it into our bosom to actually make a little bit more of it? What are you seeing with that? What's the appetite like for collaboration?
I mean, the appetite for collaboration has been immense. I mean, it's, you know, we can go in and say, you know, we don't want to rip things out. We want to make them better and extend that life cycle. So you don't have that risk involved with taking that out of the system. You know, like, it's very hard to rip and replace. So we just want to extend the life cycle of those systems and modernize your trading desktop and bring you into the future at a pace that no other firm can really compare or compete with.
And when you look at that and you say no other firm can compare and compete with, obviously there's challenges in the space and there's a lot of innovation. I'm on a panel later on entitled Appetite for Disruption, which is all about how there is an appetite for that disruption in the marketplace technologically at the moment. So I think if I look at the blend of exhibitors on display today, there's some really cool companies doing some really cool things. There's also some fairly big ones who are adapting and modernizing a little bit within that. How do you guys stand out in that that piece as Genesis? How in a competitive world, and I know there's a number of different people in that space. What makes you guys the go-to and being as successful as you possibly are?
Sure. And so the big differentiator for Genesis is that we take the developers that you have today and we can supercharge them. We're talking 4x the output. So in a world where it's extremely hard to hire good talent, we take the talent that you have and we supercharge it and allow these developers to use our toolkit to build applications at speed and deliver on time. So that's really the biggest differentiator for us.
The steroids of developer talent.
Absolutely. That's us. That's Genesis. Yeah.
And talk to me about this year. So I think it's a really interesting year. I've talked about this a couple of times on the show. 2023's got a lot of headwinds in various different areas. You've gone through a stage where because of the technological innovation and the appetite from clients to evolve, when you've got economic headwinds across the world that we've seen at the moment, sometimes I can get a bit stymied. My view is that actually people are still investing and actually it's far outperforming where I thought the market might be over the last 3 months or so. I'm quite optimistic about 2023. Tell me two things. What do you expect to see in the market in 23? What's going to be important to people in the capital market space in 23? And talk to us about what you've got in store for the year as well.
Sure. So from our perspective, it's we're seeing more investment in technology and resources that exist today.
Yeah.
Because with economic headwinds, you can't necessarily add headcounts, but if you can supercharge a developer and have them do 4x the output, we're seeing a lot of that going on right now. So we're seeing more and more investment in technology departments. And the other thing that we can do really well is you can also outsource to us. We can build for you. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of engage us, and we're seeing a lot of that playing out today, and I think that answers almost both your questions. What we're seeing in terms of, if you can't hire, well, let's take what we have and make it even better.
Yeah.
And then also, if you needed to outsource things, we can also do that for you. And we're seeing a lot of that. It's a good mix between the two of developing on our platform or coming to us and we can develop for you.
I was at an event last week which talked about the idea of outsourcing technology and how, I can't remember the exact statistics, but I think it was about 50% of people were talking about looking to do that this year because of, I guess, supply line talent.
Reduced headcounts, things like that, exactly.
Because if we're looking at efficiency, optimization, increased utilization, these are all words which people are looking for and without question on everyone's agendas this year, particularly in buy and sell side. And you guys are seeing exactly that same sort of thing, right?
Those are the buzzwords I describe Genesis.
That's why you're selling so well at the moment.
Exactly.
And on both sides of the pond, it's been busy for you guys, and we're seeing growth in both areas. Is that going to continue over the next couple of years?
Absolutely. We've seen some amazing adoption last year into this year and beyond. We see a lot of green field ahead of us. Just amazing with the adoption of entire big capital markets firms investing in themselves and empowering their developers to do more. More with less.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. More or less is never a bad catchline to be able to go to market with.
Exactly.
Matt, it's been lovely having you on the show today. For people who are watching and listening to this at the moment, tell me a little bit about who should be reaching out to you right now. Who are the people who you can really be helping specifically? And what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Sure, absolutely. Buy side, sell side firms. Best way to reach us is genesis.global is our website. We'd love to speak to you. That's the best way to leverage us.
And what's the, when you talk about the buy and sell side firms, who is it you're interfacing with and who are you?
Sure.
Who's your target market?
So our target market on the buy side is asset managers and hedge funds. Yeah. We do a lot of work for those guys.
And the people in those companies are?
They're two, business leaders and technology leaders.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We have different conversations depending on who we're speaking to, but business leader has pains, and they bring that to the table for us, and then we start speaking of technology, or technology comes right to us and says, hey, this is what I have, and I need to empower my developers, and that's how those conversations start.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, look, You hit it first. Get in touch with Matt if you want to make your life a hell of a lot easier. Matt, absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon on another episode of FinTech Focus TV. Cheers.